now for World Sport from the BBC. Hello from me, John Bennett. Coming up, after being handed a transfer ban, Barcelona insist they are innocent. One of Belgium's star players is out of the World Cup. And Sri Lanka are through to the final of cricket's World T20 with a little help from the rain.
You know, well, thankfully to the weather, we are in the finals, and I think we deserve to be in the finals. We played some good cricket, and yeah, and you know, really happy that we got into the finals.
Josep Maria Bartomeu says the Catalan side are victims of a grave injustice after being handed a transfer ban by football's world governing body. Barcelona cannot buy players until the summer of 2015 after FIFA found them guilty of repeatedly breaching transfer regulations in signing youth players. Speaking at a news conference on Thursday, Bartomeu said the club has never broken any Spanish regulations in signing young talent, so it's feigned academy, and they plan to fight to clear their name. Our football reporter Steve Crossman has more.
Grossly unfair. That's how he's described the situation. He says, we're confident that next summer we will be allowed to appoint new players. That, of course, is the central thing. Barcelona have been banned from two transfer windows, a total of 14 months. He believes that won't happen. He also says it's unusual what's happening to Barcelona. And perhaps the darkest thing of all that Josep Maria Bartomeu has had to say, we've got evidence that someone is working negatively behind the scenes to display a bad image of Barcelona.
We have a certain document that it seems that there is somebody or people behind a campaign against Barca for a lot of things, but we don't know for sure who they are. But we have some evidence, and then we are investigating. As soon as we have something so clear, then we will communicate.
Final, and Leonardo Bonucci scored the only goal of the game as Juve beat Lyon in the first leg of their quarter final. Elsewhere, Matias Delgado scored twice for Basel in a comfortable 3-0 victory against Valencia, and there were 1-0 wins for Benfica at Alkmaar and Porto against Sevilla. The second legs of all those ties take place next Thursday. World Cup officials will have more help than ever before in Brazil, but FIFA's head of referees has told the BBC he's not expecting it to be the best officiated tournament in history. Goal line technology will be used for the first time, as will a new vanishing spray designed to ensure defensive walls stay 10 yards back at free kicks. But FIFA's head of refereeing, Massimo Bazzuca, believes his referees will have many more things to deal with.
Goal line technology is only to see if it's a goal, no goal. Spray is only to put a distance. So it's only a good help, but nothing more. It's not the solution of our problem, forget it. But at the end, you know, still we have a lot of problem when we have to take a decision and to convince people when something happens.
Some disappointing news for Belgium fans ahead of the World Cup. Striker Christian Benteke will be out for at least 6 months after rupturing his Achilles tendon in training. It means he'll miss football's showpiece event in Brazil. It's also a blow for his club side Aston Villa, who are not yet mathematically safe from relegation from the Premier League. The BBC's Pat Murphy has more.
It's a minimum of 6 months. We might not see Benteke at his best for the rest of the year now. He has not been at his best so far this season for Aston Villa, but the fact remains when he's in the team, anything's possible. They're not out of the wood yet in terms of the relegation dogfight. And if you look at the stats last year, he scored or created 49% of Villa's goals. That was the highest of any player in the Premier League. He's the totem pole, he's the lodestar, he's the talisman up front, makes things happen at his best. And as for him personally with the World Cup, that is a major blow.
The Premier League have fined Sunderland after it emerged they fielded an ineligible player in four league matches earlier in the season. The club failed to gain international clearance for the South Korea international Ji-dong Won after he returned from a loan spell in Germany. It's understood the Premier League were made aware of the administrative error in December, and Sunderland settled the fine in early 2014. The club will not be deducted any points. West Brom manager Pepe Mel says the row between Sado Berrinho and James Morrison after the draw with Cardiff last week shouldn't be blown out of context. The pair were reported to have come to blows after Berrinho was blamed for giving the ball away before Cardiff's late equaliser last Saturday. Speaking at Thursday's news conference, Mel said it's important to understand the context of the incident.
Yo creo que todo el mundo debe de entender I think that what everyone needs to understand is that 5 minutes after having lost, just dropped 2 points, the players are very unhappy. And I think that we mustn't blow this out of context.
But nevertheless, it shouldn't have made the press, should it?
Sí, estoy de acuerdo.
Yes, I agree, but I think now everything is solved and this is going to make us stronger in the future.
Nos va a hacer más fuertes para el futuro.
So how have the two players, Berahino and Morrison, been in training this week?
Bien, bien.
Normal. Yes, very good. Perfectly normal. They've trained very well and they know that the next game is a very important game, and as very good professionals, they're going to do all they can to help West Brom stay up.
Sri Lanka are through to the World T20 final. They beat the holders West Indies by 27 runs on the Duckworth-Lewis method after the match was stopped because of heavy rain just before the 14th over. The BBC's cricket reporter Simon Mann was watching at Mirpur in Bangladesh.
A huge storm which included hailstones the size of golf balls ended West Indies' hopes of retaining their title, so their captain Darren Sammy was denied the chance to produce another dramatic match-winning innings. In any case, his side looked too far behind, even for him, after a curiously uninspiring chase. 17 came from Kulasekara's first over, but Gale blocked most of his 13 deliveries before he and Smith were bowled by Malinga in the fifth over. Samuels plodded to 18 not out from 29 balls. When Bravo tried to up the pace, he was caught on the boundary for 30. Angelo Matthews, 40 from 23 balls, have given Sri Lanka's bowlers something to defend. West Indies might have been banking on more late innings hitting. The dramatic storm ruined any such plans.
We'll hear from the Sri Lanka captain Angelo Matthews in a moment, but first the West Indies skipper Darren Sammy. He says it's a sad way to relinquish their title.
Disappointing to come out of the tournament like this. But credit to Sri Lanka, they won the toss. The batter at first probably they knew somewhere there was a wrong, you know. But look, we've had a good run in this tournament, you know, and it's just sad that we got knocked out via the Duckworth-Lewis system. But that's life. You move on, and we will start planning for the next T20 World Cup.
We knew that, you know, if we get to 150, 160, it would have been a very good score with our bowling attack. So, you know, in a semi-final like this, you know, putting the runs on the board will always be pressure for the batting side second. So it would have been great if we had played the 20 overs. And it would have been a good close game as well. You know, well, thankfully to the weather, we are in the finals. And I think we deserve to be in the finals. We played some good cricket. And, yeah, and you know, really happy that we got into the finals.
Meanwhile, following their early exit from the tournament, Mohammad Hafeez has stepped down as Pakistan's T20 captain. Speaking in Lahore, the all-rounder also announced he was stepping down as vice-captain of the Test and One Day sides as well, after a meeting with the Pakistan Cricket Board chairman. Finally, some sailing news. 45 years ago, Sir Robin Knox Johnson became the first man to sail non-stop, single-handed around the world. Now, at the age of 75, he's to sail solo across the Atlantic Ocean in his yacht, Grey Power. He'll take part in November's transatlantic race, and Sir Robin outlines the challenge ahead.
The main demand, really, is competitive demand, to make sure you're getting the weather and interpreting it accurately, to make sure you're getting the best out of your boat. You don't get a huge amount of sleep, but I work on the principle you get as much as you can whenever you can, whenever it's safe to, because you never know when you've got an emergency coming up and you need all your energy and all your wits about you. And if you're tired, you're not thinking as clearly. So, but it is a tough race. I mean, the boat's got huge sails on it. So, you know, it's hard physical work, but, you know, that's part of it.
And our top story again, after being handed a transfer ban, Barcelona insist they are innocent. There's more sport on our website, bbc.com/sport.
The BBC